That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Last week, while Lum feigned illness in order to adjourn the Hodgkin's Peabody trial to give him time to devise a new line of defense for his client, Abner, well, the unfortunate client spent the time in jail on his latest charge of stealing the robot from Dr. Grill. And while in jail, he unintentionally got himself charged with attempting to break out. Well, now, soon see what happens next. Have you noticed, folks, that among your friends, the most cheerful and friendly are the most popular? Of course, it's pretty hard to have a ready, cheerful smile when you're not feeling your best. But just because, for instance, you happen to have a touch of acid indigestion, don't run the risk of giving the wrong impression. Instead, you can rely on Alka-Seltzer to help make you feel better in a hurry. Just drop a tablet or two into a glass of water like this. Wait for a moment as it bubbles and dissolves. And then drink it down. Alka-Seltzer can do two very important things for you. It helps reduce gastric acidity, and it helps relieve that uncomfortably full, stuffy feeling. So remember, when a touch of acid indigestion causes you discomfort, get a package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist. And be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in his cell, and Lum is just entering. Listen.
Yeah, much obliged, Uncle Henry. I won't be in here more than 5 or 10 minutes. Well, how are you, Abner?
Terrible. Oh, would you just try sleeping on that hard cot there for a while?
Well, you don't have to be in here much longer.
I can't stand it no longer, Lum. That bread and water is just killing me. I just can't stand it another day.
Bread and water? Is that all they're giving you to eat and drink?
Oh, no, no. Uncle Henry's letting Elizabeth bring the victuals down to me. It's a trouble. She brings all that stuff down here, and I get full, and then Uncle Henry insists I eat that bread and water, too. I just so full I can't stand it.
Well, I just refuse.
Oh, he won't let me. Says he'll throw me in jail.
Well, you're already in jail.
I dog as that's right.
Well, of course.
Why, he can't make me do that. What's wrong with him, anyway?
I finally studied up a way to get you out, anyway.
Get me out?
Yes, sir.
But for how long? All them other charges against me looks like I'm going to spend the rest of my life behind iron bars.
No, you ain't. This new idea is going to get you out of every one of them charges. Not just the lawsuit Harry Hodgkins has got against you.
My doggies, I hope you're right, Lum. What is this new idea?
Well, it'll work. I know it will.
Yeah, but what is it?
Why, well, you don't care what it is as long as it gets you out of trouble, do you?
Well, no, I reckon not, but I would like to know what it is, Lum. All the other ideas you studied up so far have just got me in worse. So I wish you'd at least just give me a little hint what this one's about.
Well, Abner, before I tell you, I want you to recollect this. Now, I just studied this up because you're my friend.
Oh.
And I thank the world and all of you, and I want to help you the worst way.
Well, that's the way you've been helping me so far, the worst way.
Now, no matter what it is, I want you to agree right now to agree to it.
Well, Lum, I can't agree to something. I don't even know what it is I'm agreeing to, can I?
Well, just put all your confidence in me.
Oh.
Just say to yourself, Lum is my best friend, and whatever he does, it's for my own good.
Well, I can say that to me, but I don't think I'll believe it after I tell me that.
Well, try it.
You might convince yourself. No, not on that argument. I know I'd never believe me. Just tell me what it is, Lum.
Well, now, Abner, you got to recollect that you're in an awful mix-up here.
That I know. You don't have to come all the way over here and sit down in jail and tell me I'm in trouble if that's what you're trying to do.
I just want to imprint it on you. I don't believe you could be in a worse predicament than you're in right now to save your life.
Well, that's what I kept thinking all along, but I found out I was wrong. I got worse ones every time.
Just look at what all you're facing.
Oh.
First of all, your own trial for killing Irish prize bull with the robot. $500 he's suing you for.
Yeah, and I could have settled it for $100 if you'd have let me.
Yeah, but I told you weren't no sense in paying off.
No, me.
Just leave everything up to me. I'm going to get you out of everything.
Yeah.
But on top of that, you're charged with bribing a judge.
Oh.
And you're charged with leaving the motor of a vehicle running on the highway.
Uh-oh.
Mixing up medicine without being a registered druggist.
Oh.
Trespassing, robbery.
Oh.
Now you got yourself charged with striking an officer of the law and breaking out of jail.
And I could have settled all of it for just 100 measly little dollars.
I told you ain't no sense in paying him that, though. I'm your lawyer, and I'm going to get you out of it.
I hope so. You're sure going a roundabout way to do it, I'll say that for you.
Well, that jailbreaking charge is going to be the worst one.
It is, huh?
Yeah, what in the world did you ever hit Uncle Henry and try to break out of jail for? Don't you know that's against the law?
Mom, I never done that.
Well, Squire seen you when you were trying to make your getaway. Said you had the keys to the jailhouse in your hand, and he seen Uncle Henry laying on the floor himself.
Yeah.
And what's more, he's got witnesses to prove it.
Yeah, I know it, Mom, but see, I weren't breaking out of jail. I was just going to get Doc Miller. Uncle Henry had knocked himself out.
Knocked himself out?
That's what he done. He come in my cell here and said he wanted to practice some of them jiu-jitsu holds on me.
Jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, I think that's what he called it. He's trying to learn himself how to do that junk. And he started to show me some kind of a hold and grabbed my wrist there. And first thing I knowed, why, he'd throwed himself clean over my head and fell on the floor and might not broke his back.
Well, that's funny. Uncle Henry never said nothing about that.
I know he never. He just don't want nobody to know that he can't work that jiu-jitsu no better than that. That's the reason he won't fess up. But I doggies, now that is the truth.
Well,
off my heart.
It don't matter now, no way, because I'm going to get you out of all these charges, regardless of whether you're guilty or not.
Yeah, well, not long. Right there now. Back up there. Rack them up and shoot again. How you going to do it? That's what I want to know.
Well, now, Abner, when I tell you this, it might not sound like such a good idea to you right at first.
Right at first?
Yeah.
Oh.
But just recollect that I'm your best friend, and whatever I do, it's for your own good.
This is getting to sound worse all the time.
And it's like I've been pointing out to you. Now, you're in an awful bad fix here.
But, Lom, don't keep telling me that. I know I'm in a bad fix.
The fact is, with all these charges against you, you could be sent to the penitentiary for years and years.
Lom, I wish you wouldn't say that. That makes me nervous. Come down here and cheer me up.
Well, it's the truth, so you might as well face it.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's why it's going to take something pretty drastic to get you out of it.
Hmm. Well, if it'll get me out, well, I reckon I better agree to it. Actually, I guess that's all I can do. Anyway.
Now you're talking.
What is it?
Well, Abner, old boy, now recollect, you agreed to it.
Huh?
You said you'd do it.
Yeah, I know it.
All right, we're going to plead that you're insane.
Yeah, well, insane?
Insanity.
Now, just a minute now, Lom.
Now, Abner, don't go flying off in the handlebars. Don't forget you've done agreed to this.
Yeah, Lom, but I can't agree to nothing like that. What do you think I am, crazy?
Well, that's the whole idea.
Huh?
It oughtn't to be hard for you. Besides, if it'll get you out of all your trouble, you ought to be willing to act that way for just a little while.
Well, Lord me, Lom, nobody'd believe that. I couldn't make nobody think that I was touched.
Yes, you could, Abner.
No,
you're the
I
one
could.
Feller that could.
No, sir, I just wouldn't be no good at that at all.
Well, I don't know. I believe you got a head start on them.
Huh?
You've got natural talents for it, Abner.
Oh, you're just saying that.
No, sir, it's the truth.
Well, that's nice of you to say it, Lom, but I think, what am I saying here anyway?
It's all set then,
Well, I don't know now, Lom.
It'll be easy enough to do, Abner. As your lawyer, I'll enter a plea of insanity.
For me?
Yeah. And as the judge or justice of peace, I'll have to stop the trial while the court decides whether it's true or not. Then, as your lawyer, I'll put you back on the stand and ask you some questions, and you give me some crazy answers.
That might be hard for me to do.
No, just answer them sort of like you've been answering them.
Huh.
So then, as judge, I'll say this man is touched, and all the charges again you'll have to be dropped, and that's all there to it.
Oh. Well, how long will I have to be away?
Oh, just a short time. I'll come to visit you on visiting days and send you cookies and all such as that.
Well, that'll be nice.
Well, that's way yonder better than being in the penitentiary the rest of your life.
I reckon it is.
Wouldn't you rather have nice, soft, padded walls than these cool stone ones here?
You can't sleep on the wall. I don't care where they pad the floor. That's where I've been having trouble is sleeping.
All right, now it's all set then. Well, I better get back to the store. It's time for the trial to start up again.
Oh.
I'll call the town marshal and have him take you up there, so I'll see you in court, Napoleon.
Napoleon?
Oh, yeah, I guess I forgot to tell you that. Act like you think that's your name. That's all as good. I'll see you later. Court is now in session. Justice of the Peace, Lum Edwards, presiding. Thank you. Before we continue with the trial of Hodgkins versus Hayes Peabody, it's my duty to report that the attorney for the defendant has entered a plea of insanity as regards Mr. Abner Peabody.
Just a minute. What's that, Your Honor?
Therefore, it will be necessary to halt the proceedings of this trial in order to examine the defendant in this regard and see what mentality state he's in.
I'm Napoleon.
Will the attorney for the defense bring Mr. Peabody to the witness stand? Yes, I will, Your Honor. All right, Abner.
Who's Abner? I'm Napoleon.
Well, get up there, Napoleon.
Your Honor, just a minute, if you please. This procedure...
Just a minute, Squire. I never gave you the floor.
Your Honor, I would like to say just a word to the court. This procedure is highly irregular. If our good Justice of the Peace were familiar with the legal procedure in this matter, he would know that any investigation of the mental condition of the defendant must be conducted by a competent physician employed by the state hospital, not by some justice of the peace. Therefore, if this plea of insanity is to be entered, I, as attorney for R. Hodgkins, demand that such action be taken.
Uh-oh. Well, what do you want to do now, Edna?
Don't look at me. I'm Napoleon.